Good afternoon. This is the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mm-hmm.
That's the La-Di-Da app, right?
Yes, it is. I'm going to play it back now in a moment.
Do you want to play it back on the board?
Let's see.
Yes, play it back on the board. And then if it works, we can all do it.
Plug that sucker in.
But you can't use lyrics.
Okay. Oh,
only the we or the la or the la.
Sounds like a Nintendo commercial.
I know someone can do better. Oscar, would you like to try to do better?
Absolutely.
Let's see what happens. Let's see what happens. You know, I know the La-Di-Da we are just addicted to.
It's a lot of fun.
And when they got a sponsorship,
kids love
we
it.
We just went bat ass.
You can't.
Wow.
This concludes this test.
He broke the internet.
Wow. This is going to be fascinating to hear this.
Yeah, I can't imagine.
It's going to be Rob and Oscar competing for how high they can.
Well, they got a sponsorship. We just went badass.
Rob, would you like to give it a try?
I will, but I might go a different direction.
Whatever your heart tells you to do.
I hit the red.
Follow your heart. Yes. Okay. And then you have to like write over it.
Create two songs.
There you go. Countdown.
3, 2.
La 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 ba 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 ba. We are trying out the La-Di-Da app. This is the only part of the show we had room to do it, so we'll get to see how it sounds here. And incidentally, for my listeners, my apologies.
La, 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 la.
Ouch.
Ba, 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 ba.
Give up a half step.
Buzz, with your lungs, I can let you do it, or I can give you a free pass.
Now let's test out those lungs.
All right, let's see what happens with this.
Sound like Tom Waits.
Oscar says we should stop here. My instincts tell me the exact same thing. We're gonna try it here.
All right, now how do we make it go?
Let's go. Go to the music. I'm sorry. I'm not waiting. Not waiting for it. Sorry.
To the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned. Standing entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
We eluded them.
Yeah, we got away too.
Quiet.
Oh, a microphony.
And a phony at the mic.
Get
whoa.
Ah. Quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
Gentlemen.
Now calm yourself. We have census takers, madam. How old are you?
What address is this?
102.
You don't look a day over 80.
Young man, I'm 29.
Oh, yeah?
Well, how do I look?
Oh, you look like a million.
Ah, she can't be that old.
Uh-huh.
43.
50.
43.
50.
43.
50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50, 50. Sold American! Oh! Woo!
Boy, this business is tougher to get into than I figured.
Don't worry. A bad beginning is a good ending.
Sight me! If at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Buzz Burbank, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Do you know what my favorite part of... give me a little more game, please.
You bet.
My favorite part of listening to the Three Stooges...
What's that?
...is when they're not... There's no dialogue, but you're just hearing the rumbling and the falling
the
and the knocking
effects,
things down.
Best sound effects in that era.
My
just amazing.
God, I love that. Enjoy it across America on stations like Iowa 1630 KCJJ, Vermont's 107.1 The Game, and in 145 countries around the world. From the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios, this is Mike O'Mara Show. Show.com. It is Thursday, November 11, 2010, and we're now approaching 4 million downloads. I am so happy about that, ladies and gentlemen. Our show today is brought to you by Peapod.com.
Yeah.
It's the holiday season. You're busy, and somebody has to do the grocery shopping.
43.
Let Peapod help with everything from turkey and all the trimmings. I'm doing this in the voice of Larry Fine.
43.
Famous 50.
43.
50. 43. Let Peapod help, Mo, with everything from turkey, all the trimmings, to festive holiday desserts.
Right.
All delivered right to your door.
Festive holiday what?
Desserts. You're holding my hair. All delivered right to your door at a time convenient to you, and you can shop 24/7 at Peapod.com. Get $10 off your first order when you click the Peapod ad on our website. You're grabbing my hair, Bo.
Does it hurt? Does it hurt?
Oh, God.
Yeah, numbskull.
And then, of course, we have the tapes of Larry Fine later in his life when he was...
Would you like to revisit those someday?
I would love to hear the ones where he's talking about being at the Motion Picture Country Home and Hospital.
Let me see if I have them in the iPod. I actually might.
Yeah.
There's one great story about Curly getting a fountain pen in the forehead.
Well, there was the story about Curly having his first stroke, and then they were on the set,
right.
And Curly finished. They finished the scene with Curly kind of in a dilapidated state.
Harry Cohn and Jules White, their director, were very big on staying on time and under budget.
Wow. Help me, Bo. And then it was just, I always got a kick out of the Motion Picture Country Home and Hospital.
Yes. Hospital.
It told you everything you needed to know.
Where Stooges go to die.
It told you the Stooges that anybody that was in films
right.
that didn't have
That's
the means,
true.
They would go to the country, and it would be a nursing home, and it would also be a hospital.
We care for our old stars.
Yeah. And of course, this is years ago, we first talked about the Three Stooges.
Mm-hmm.
It was fun to talk about how funny they were with Hoi Polloi and all the shorts
sure.
that they did, but it was more fun to talk about how they checked out.
How they fell
and
apart.
You know how
like when Shep was shadow boxing.
Yeah. It was after a fight, wasn't it?
They all stroked out, didn't they?
I think Mo died of a broken heart.
Yes.
But the strokes took most of them.
Mo was the last one alive
right, right.
Of the Three Stooges.
He didn't get poked as much.
But what a great comedy team they were. A big show for you today. Thank you for picking up my little note card. For those of you on Ustream.
Oh.
Mike's giving me a little look.
And
to the camera.
I have this little note card that sort of indicates what we're going to do.
All our
let me show you what we're going to do today. Who am I stealing this from?
Yeah. Oh, that's the guy
Craig Ferguson.
Yes, the late night.
There you
late,
go.
Late
if you'd gotten
guy.
It quickly, I would have given it to
Damn
you.
It.
We've got a great audio vault today. Great news with Buzz. A little bit of mailbag for you.
Uh-huh.
But I have to share this first of all, and I teased this on Facebook last night. Rob,
yes, Mike,
you have a secret handshake club. You know, I've detected, and I want everybody's observations on
okay.
this.
Okay,
yes.
Rob's commentary, his correspondence, his interaction with the likes of Steve Bridges, Tommy Lang, Tom Suter, has a...
Tab Patterson
right. is included.
Oh, yes.
Thank you, Oscar
that
Santana.
Right.
Tab Patterson is included in this homoerotic...
Now, why do you make it gay?
Secret handshake.
It's not even gay.
Because it's very gay.
It's not gay
it's
at all.
It's very
it's
gay.
It's not a secret handshake. It's a Circle J of Rob.
It is.
Don't confuse gay with jealousy, Mike, which is not a very pretty thing
it's
on
like,
you.
It's like, yeah, I'm so jealous.
You are jealous, and we'd love to have you.
Like, let's say the Circle J. I could never qualify.
Join him, won't you?
You know, Mike, I would make
qualify.
Sure you did.
Thank you.
I'd
well, thank
too,
you for giving me entree.
This is what happens. Fortunately for Rob. Bob, he's got the time.
That's
he's
right.
got the time
exactly.
to correspond. Because a friendship is not a one-way street,
no,
Mr.
it's, right. it's giving and taking.
It's giving and taking.
Go to the Facebook news feed page.
Bob gives and gives.
And I need to cite some examples here. You know, I need to. The one that jumped out at me yesterday was they were talking. Steve Bridges was making a reference to something about taking temperature, and Rob immediately jumped on and said, "Was it a rectal thermometer?"
See?
And they They all got a Twitter, and incidentally, I don't believe that I have used the word gay. Not that there's anything wrong with that.
You said homoerotic.
Me think, indeed.
You led with homoerotic.
He always does.
I don't believe I said anything gay.
You know, outside of young Tommy Lang, I believe you're all married men. I don't know about Tab.
Tab
is happily married
to Corey.
Does he have children?
He has none. He has two dogs.
Okay, very
good. How do you know this?
Tab's a friend of mine.
No, he's not. It's a guy on Facebook.
It's not real.
This is coming from the guy that gets two Christmas cards.
I'm just saying.
You can be friends with someone not in the NFL. It's allowed.
I'm friends with Trip Affleck. And you know what Trip Affleck and I do?
What?
I'd love to know.
Right. Once in a while, we talk.
Yeah. Not for any lack of trying on Trip's part.
You've picked up the phone and talked to him on the
phone? Yeah, we might do business one day.
But this is Tab Patterson.
Yes.
It's Tommy Lang. And it's Steve Bridges and Rob. I don't know if there is there anybody else.
Lots of others.
Is there anybody there else you would add women. To the?
Greg Cox, Adam Sternberg.
Hello, boys.
All strong, virile men.
Exactly.
Well, they're men.
This is interesting.
We all have fun. Facebook is fun. Facebook allows you socialize from your basement.
There are many threads. I am not trying to sound like a swinging D, but it is Facebook, it is all I can do to respond to maybe two private messages a night.
You also have a real job.
But I didn't. Even when I didn't have a real job, it was starting to add up, and I got behind.
Facebook is my job.
I got behind. We started this podcast in December.
December 7th.
I got behind in March.
Yeah. It didn't take long.
I was behind in March.
You can't give it up for 2 days.
Now, Rob, your circle of friends there on Facebook, is it like coming in on the middle of Lost? Do you need a handbook for the terminology?
Just come in and get ready for the time of your life.
Roddick has pulled it. Roddick has pulled the thread.
And realize that this isn't just about the Mike O'Mara show. Literally, at the end of the day, everybody listening right now knows someone that has been enveloped, consumed by their life on Facebook.
Roddick hit the mother load.
Maybe I should send thanks to him as well.
Yes. Read the names as well as the post.
Absolutely. All right. Here we go. Okay. Yes. This is too good. This is the circle. This is better than what gave me the idea in the first place.
This is your proof.
This is fantastic.
All right.
Exhibit A.
There's no way this will let us down.
I'm gonna have trouble. This is fun. Steve Bridges writes. Accurate temperature readings, plus or minus a few degrees from the Spiewak meter, only on the mighty 1630. And then Tab Patterson writes, the Spiewak meter relive the temperatures from the 1940s to the 1970s, which is funny.
As a backstory, when I went out there.
There's no need for a backstory.
I gave Steve a thermometer.
Oh,
that's
you did.
The deal.
Okay. Did you?
Yeah, because I
think.
You see, now who's gay?
You're right. I never said gay.
You said homoerotic, and that's the same thing.
I never said gay.
I was bothered that Steve did not have a thermometer at the radio station to give a temperature at his station.
Let me take it from the
top
again.
So I brought him a thermometer.
Did you tell him to give the traffic and
you
temperature
You stay out of
as well?
This, all right,
okay.
Oscar?
Is that what you did?
All right, here we go.
We'll talk to you when we're ready.
This I'll take it from the top. Accurate temperature readings, plus or minus a few degrees from the Spiewak meter. Only on the mighty 1630. Tab Patterson writes, the Spiewak meter relived the temperatures from the 1940s to the 1970s. Right. Greg Cox, thanks for including him.
Yeah, good
Greg
guy.
Cox writes, the reading matches his jukebox and only registers from A1 to KO.
What's weird is those really, that is the reading.
Then, here's a little wild card.
Yes.
Mrs. Spiewak. Enters the picture
And you know what?
Getting involved.
I don't want to derail. She sent a little piece of herself today.
Okay, No. Save that. Do not know.
You will not distract me.
How could I?
Mike, ever since she went to Iowa, I think she's caught that bug that Rob has. She's been on Facebook a lot with the Iowa people.
Sure, the surgery and the Vicodin doesn't have anything to do with it.
When you're moving there, you got to make some roots.
That's true.
But Carrie, God love her, the only one that kind of breaks from the tradition here because they're all doing that.
Yeah, it's so Carrie's great, isn't she?
Carrie writes
funny and nice, brilliant,
plus or minus a few degrees. So it's faulty. Rob probably cheaped out.
Nice.
Big win.
Then Greg Cox right back on says, right now it's chilly, oh blah dee, oh blah da, and we're headed for a high of da do run run. welcome to the land of nerd speak.
I knew you needed a book.
How is a top 40 record from 1964 make him a nerd?
Stop, let me have fun. Steve, Rob Spielak writes back, Steve, did I mention that it was a rectal thermometer, right? Where did you put the sensor? Question. God.
That's the funniest post right
how
there.
How about this guy, Greg? Is he part of the club?
Greg Cox?
Greg Rockow.
Oh. Yeah, I see his name occasionally.
Okay, Greg
He's
Rock
not
Greg.
Inner circle.
And I may or not be hot or cold, depending on the reading of the Spiwak thermometer. He's like, that's a wild card. Doesn't want
He just stopped by.
Stop posting.
Then Joyce Barker writes, well, he did bring it from the East Coast. Does Eastern time zone affect the readings? Jesus Christ. This is why we're going to be invaded by the Japanese.
Canadians,
oh, my God. This
it's
is
the Canadians
just,
you need to worry about.
God, I hate this. This is what I hate about Facebook.
But what
right
do you
here,
love? But what about something you love about Facebook?
Okay, something. Let me see.
It gives you content for the show.
Well, that's how the show actually survived.
That's
yeah,
right.
Well, I mean, I can't deny that. I love Facebook because of what Facebook has meant to promoting this show, letting people know what's going to happen. I delight in hearing people's stories.
Wonderful.
Phenomenal.
Important.
I mean, I do
we
the
have
mailbag.
A great stack of letters. Yeah.
I do the mailbag for a reason. I love that. I don't mind an attractive woman putting pictures up there.
That's like always
that. That's kind of fun because you can actually see that and you can see. You know, let me see what else. Well,
I mentioned enough good things. What I really do love about Facebook with
Circle Jang.
I love the chance to touch
and be touched.
All of my dear friends.
Oh my God!
All of minions
through the magic of the internet. You know, it wasn't that long ago there was no internet.
I am not sure that I have engaged in a thread like that ever on Facebook. I've responded to people.
Gotta know it's fun though,
and it's like.
It's a blast.
It's fun for you.
You need to pay more attention to his page because it's all that.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Could you pull another one?
Working. Yeah,
could you pull another one for me?
Oh, sure. It's easy.
Because this
Oscar, you could come play. It's fun. You could make
puns.
I'm not
getting involved.
No, come along. It'll be fun.
This
post in Spanish.
No.
Or what is it's Spanish you speak,
right? I don't hate on the fact that you have friends.
Yes, you do.
I hate on the fact that they all idolize you. Like, you're just this guy that's like, it's like in a time warp. God, and you know, I love your wit and I love your humor.
I'm with you on
I will tell you this, I never expected it to be this good. When
great
I thought this
great energy,
a good idea, I didn't think that we'd have this much fun.
I love
with
them
it.
All.
There's
you know what, Oscar? How about this? Yeah. I idolize them.
No, you don't.
I do.
Here's
you
a
make
recent
them kneel.
Post.
Kneel to you.
This is I tell you, keep doing it, Rob, because I swear to God, we're going to make it a regular feature.
Excellent.
36 right. comments to this thread.
All right.
So.
Okay. All right. Now, first of all, now it requires some explanation on my part.
Okay.
You write, I see stuff like when I go to the news feed, I'll see something in your status that is from La La Land, makes no effing sense.
A non sequitur.
That's because you're an outsider.
Now, listen, but getting back to that homoerotic nature of what he does.
Not hard to do.
Rob Spiewak, his status is Rob Spiewak is... The nurse. Are you talking about Carrie?
Yes, I was having to take care of her. Care of her.
But you know, now let me look you in the eye and say,
yes?
You know, when you write this, you know that's going to start
what it
one
is,
of
Mike?
These whacked out Circle J threads.
I will peel it back. It is a fishing expedition.
Okay, good.
And you know what?
Thank you for your honesty.
Don't take it away from me because I truly enjoy it.
He does.
I really do.
Okay, so let me see. Rob Spiewak writes, Rob Spiewak is the nurse. Mm-hmm. Susan writes, oh no, who is sick? Is Carrie okay? So immediately this lady
that's
part of Rob's circle knows
actually
just
knows
immediately
that's,
tracks.
That's Carrie's friend, really plugged in, isn't
oh,
she?
Oh, it is. Okay. Yeah. All right. Very good. But she still gets it from what you're,
of course,
you're writing.
Of
is
course.
That your neighbor that knows you're moving to Iowa?
No, that's another one. That's Mrs. Kravitz.
Steve Christian writes, please tell me you are wearing the little nurse's hat. No. That's from Steve.
Uh-huh. Homoerotic.
That's from Steve. Yeah, thank
there's
you.
There's nothing gay about what I wrote, but let's keep an eye on
and
him.
And then Trip Affleck writes, hello. Then Greg Cox, I mean, not to me. There he is waiting
right
again.
There.
But prepares. I bet the laundry's getting done. There's one of the lovers.
Yeah.
There's one of the guys
at
that has
the
Rob Shrine.
The
This is too good. Rob Hemmies, I don't know what his ear, writes, sexy.
See, and there you
this
go.
This is all from Rob, is the nurse.
From his male friend.
And he's right, it's a fishing
right. I typed 10 letters.
And then you
just
sit there joyously
sure.
going through this.
Slicing oranges and pouring whiskey.
And then Rob gets serious for a second and writes, elective plastic surgery.
Let me tell you how serious that comment was.
And then
note the word elective.
And then a guy named Dave writes, and I need a sponge bath.
Uh-huh. No.
Okay. Rob is the nurse and he needs this.
Look at the
no,
men.
No, it's not homoerotic.
No, yeah. Being a nurse is not homoerotic. This guy needing a sponge bath might be, but I'm not touching
that's
that.
It's not an iPhone.
Unbelievable.
Is he on the screen?
Oh, Mike, were you doing the touch screen? That's
that?
Nice.
What are you doing?
It's a laptop.
Well, I can't do it. I can't work his computer.
Oh, okay. You can't
use the mouse.
And then, hold on. All right, wait a minute.
It's right down there. Yeah. Tap to all the right. There you
thanks.
Go.
Shut
yeah.
up, everybody. All right. Rob writes sex. Rob Hemmies writes sex. Hey.
Thank you.
Rob says, elective plastic surgery. Dave Walls writes, and I need a sponge bath. Everybody should sound like Rob on this. Yeah. Melissa Grant writes, hello, nurse. Trip Affleck, you know, get the women
back
out of
in the
there.
Mix.
And P.S., why does she need a nurse? I thought you had the entire setup conveniently located for her convenience. Ah, she's a woman.
Yes, exactly.
Honestly, Rob, you are such a saint.
You know, there aww. Must be.
I don't know how you put up with it.
Oh,
there,
wow.
There might be just a hint of misogyny on that thread.
Right,
on that,
right.
on that thread on that page.
Clark writes, what's the difference between an oral and a rectal thermometer? Taste.
See, there you go.
Rob Hemmies again. Oh, hi, nurse. Is it time for my temperature again? What's going on?
See?
What is
see,
going on?
That's just tell not me what this I
is,
wanted.
This is, yeah, isn't it? Yeah, yeah, or is it?
Why
I didn't
did you
want
post?
A thermometer in that place.
Is it exactly? That's two
you're telling
that
me.
Ronick has pulled at random.
You didn't know how these men were going to respond when you posted, I'm a nurse.
Thank you.
No, I did not.
Ask him how many emails, particularly Facebook messages, he got when he got back from Iowa.
How many did you get?
You know how you get, every time you get something posted on Facebook, it goes to your email?
Right.
And I opened up the Outlook and it said 589.
You had 589 from one weekend?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You had 589
I
messages?
I can't be away from my computer for a day because I'll fall behind.
It'll explode.
Mike, I just have so much to do.
There's so
there
much.
Just so many fans
so much,
to answer.
So much adoration.
So it's not fans, it's friends. And it's by choice.
Jesus.
Remember when I invited you for Thanksgiving? I'm just about to rescind
oh
that invitation.
Oh, my God. Oh, that is killing me. Anyway, we'll take a break.
The fact that he owns it is a big step in the right direction.
He totally owns it. Yeah. He was honest about it. And when he comes back, it's more Rob for you Rob lovers out there, because Rob has brought in some sort of evil sample and then a brief Conan roundtable.
Good. All right,
okay, because I didn't get a chance to put my two cents in. Yuck. Anyway, we will come back right after this. Welcome back to segment two, which is brought to you by what we were talking about before, La-Di-Da. La-Di-Da is an iPhone app that uses pitch correction and reverb to help bad singers make great music, and you can post your songs on Facebook, Twitter, or send them by email. You can even send us your best Mike O'Mara Show theme song to a contest at MikeOmaraShow.com, and it makes a great holiday gift. Just click the ad at the bottom of our homepage and sing like Cher with La-Di-Da. Winners will get, for 2011, the whole VIP
the
package.
Whole, the mega VIP package, and also $800 worth of both computer speaker system and a home speaker system for your stereo.
Go
and
to
my friendship.
And go to contest at MikeOmaraShow.com. Please send us your show songs on La-Di-Da. We would love to hear that. Okay, before we get on to the Conan discussion. Mm-hmm. And I got some really, I'm really surprised at my reaction to Conan.
I'm curious to hear what you said.
Let's see what you, what did you bring in? Because I got to see
by
what
the way, Carrie is doing very well.
Good. Good.
She's, this is really starting to gross me
she's
out.
She's getting
already.
Around okay.
Not that Carrie, Rob's holding like a sample thing in his hand.
Sample
not
cup.
Talking about Carrie's not
and once things get better, we'll be able to clean the blood off the bathroom wall. And there are spots of blood on the bathroom wall because when the draining of the thing, remember we talked yesterday about the drainage bulbs?
Yeah. Your house is resembling the set of Dexter.
It looks
right
a little bit like Psycho in there, like really? But like Tony Perkins wasn't really, really taking care when he cleaned up. But all is well.
I
she's
think
feeling well.
But she's delighted with
and
the
she's
procedure.
She's looking great.
She is looking amazing.
Yeah. Our thanks to Dr. Friedman, who did another one of his spectacular jobs.
And Dana, of course,
good
who helped coordinate everything. But what, the thing that Dr.
You
Friedman...
get that for free?
Yeah, right.
I didn't know.
No. We paid. They got a good price. We got a great deal, though.
That's good.
You know what? You can't,
as everybody does.
You can't put a price on the job he did. It's amazing.
I'm looking forward to seeing her tummy.
Now, easy. Yeah. Put a thread about that.
You don't
that
do
on
that
Facebook.
Not to show it off.
That's true.
I know, exactly.
Carrie will be stopping by in a bikini, as always.
Very good.
Dr. Friedman was so excited about this, almost as excited as when he was showing me the pictures of his mountain climbing expedition.
He likes to be the outdoors
When I checked out, he handed me this small cup. It looks like maybe a 3-ounce cup with a lid, and it says, Carrie Spiewak, Dr. Friedman, 11/9/2010, and it is a small hunk of her stomach skin.
Oh. You finally got a piece.
Yeah, finally.
Gee,
how
up
much
the camera.
Would it take to eat that?
Oh, God.
Be honest.
It's in formaldehyde. It would poison
you.
Well,
you'd have to rinse it and fry it.
Yeah, I'd rinse it.
Oh, God.
Can you give me a decimal?
I'd do it for a G.
Yeah, it's about, I would say
you're
an inch.
You're making me actually.
$1,000.
A little dry heaving?
Yeah, take it.
$1,000, I'd eat it.
Oh, no.
Delicious. There you go.
Oh. Oh, God.
If it weren't for the formaldehyde.
Open a PayPal account, Mark. Yeah. Open a PayPal account.
That is making me gag. I don't like
it. Here,
I
show
knew
it to Mike.
No.
Yeah, make him hold it. I want Mike to hold the jar. Mike, right, it doesn't
I'll look at it. I'll look at it.
It's about 1 inch by 2 inches. It's like 2 postage stamps of skin.
It'd be a Carrie chicken nugget if we fried it up. A little piece.
What do you have a towel for?
In case you wanted to use it to hold the jar.
I know, I'm all right.
I think he'd rather touch the skin than RJ's towel.
The jar is cleaner.
No, I'm good.
No, all right, take a look, Mark.
How
it's
much
kosher.
Skin
how much,
removed from a body. Right. I don't want you to talk about eating this. You're not going to eat it.
Saying.
We need that to clone Carrie.
Hypothetically.
When God forbid we lose her.
I don't even think it's legal to do that, to be quite honest.
I mean, she doesn't even have the drainage tubes out. She's not out of the woods.
Okay.
She could pass.
Right. All right, I'm seriously going to vomit in a second. This is grossing me out.
If I open the jar, would you like a whiff?
Oh, God. No, I'm going to throw up.
Mike, it's just a simple.
Please don't.
It's just a simple jar.
Don't spill it.
See?
Headphones off.
There you go.
Rob, for Christ's sake, take that and put that away.
Oscar's laughing until the projectile vomiting goes over.
Hey, I need to
Oscar,
go home.
Is that a freckle? I can't tell.
You're really hurting.
Let me see this.
Don't spill.
Oh, that's gross.
That doesn't look too bad.
It all looks all right.
Okay. It all tastes like chicken, you know.
You know what? I think if you cooked it, it would be like turkey skin.
I can't do this anymore. Oh my God! Are we done? I'm feeling woozy,
dizzy. Is this how you felt after watching Conan?
Oh yeah. You know what? Thank you for the segue.
Not bad. I've been
God
in this business a while.
God bless you for the segue. Yeah.
And Dr. Bruce Friedman.
Okay, let me tell you, boys. I watched my last episode last night.
Last one.
First
you're
and last?
You'll never give it another chance.
He sucks.
He's a bad host.
He sucks. The reason Conan. I'm sorry. After I was anti Leno, team Coco. Uh-huh. I'll tell you something. That guy, the reason he didn't make it on NBC is because he shouldn't have been on NBC in the first place. I'm sorry.
That might be true.
I think really, I after all these years, and really liking him as a human being.
Liking his writing, liking what
loving,
he does.
Loving his little vignettes. I don't think there are funnier ones on TV.
Right.
Not enough to make me go back. And that tub of crap, Andy Richter.
Oh, my God. I love Andy Richter.
Who just sits on the side. He used to be amazing. Now he just sits there and goes, yep, well, worth coming in today, white guy rap there. And it's just blah.
Yeah.
They sit there blah. And they are so awkward.
The thing that
and I'm sorry,
me,
after you've been on television for that many years.
15 years? You would have the show? How long? 12?
Yeah.
It's like Arnold Schwarzenegger's accent. You would think you would get to a level where you moved an inch forward, but the awkward transitions, and it killed me
last
night.
Can't tell a joke. Can't
watching
tell a
that.
Joke.
His interviewing is terrible.
And the thing is what troubles me when you get right down to it, everyone wanted him to do good because he was treated like garbage.
Right.
Okay, every guy except one guy. Jay Leno didn't want him.
Why are you laughing sarcastically?
To pull
again.
The show curtain back, before the actual show started, we were talking about how English was a tough subject for me, obviously.
Grammar.
Right.
Yeah. And grammar overall, because in Spanish, things are backwards. Right. And Rob was like, you know, I was really good at English, and I was
I never
really
said
hard
that.
Something along those lines. He messed up basically a sentence he was doing. We all laughed about it.
Right.
And just now, instead of well, he said good.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which he messed up again.
Okay.
I never said that I was good at doing English. I just said I understood it.
Yeah.
I talk like the common man. That's why everyone posts on my Facebook
page. That's right.
I am you. Okay. I am Christine O'Donnell. No, I think most people wanted him to do well. And by the way, regarding yesterday's show, George Bush Sr., not dead. So don't say rest in peace.
Did I? Yes. Yeah.
You know it's tough.
We got a couple
you got
of
it, you
letters.
You got it. You got it.
I was going to let it
you
slide.
You got to hit it. It's a statute of limitations runs out on a radio
F
show.
You.
Got it. Got it. You got to hit it. You got to hit
Who
it.
Who gives
you
know. An F?
Probably Mrs. Bush.
So anyway, he has Tom Hanks on the first episode, and I don't get halfway through the Tom Hanks interview. I'm done. I'm over it.
He's a lousy interviewer.
And all this hype for this guy with the new set and what they went through and how important they are and all that. And you know, funny. I mean, it's a news story. It's newsworthy because he was screwed over by NBC. Mm-hmm. But then I'm watching this. I'm going, my God, the stand-up comedians, the level of talent that is out there on the circuit, the intelligence that's out there, the ability to communicate that's out there, and this stain has risen to the top. It is what is wrong with broadcasting in general, because a guy like Conan O'Brien, you know, he survived because he was in that late night time slot, and then you know, they made this big deal, and because he got screwed, I think that's why he's getting all this attention.
That's
and I watched
it
and I went, man, just not a good guy at the monologue, not a good guy at interviewing. And those two things, I'm sorry, if you can't do those two things,
that's the show.
And you can't develop a chemistry with a guest, it to me is no fun.
People either love Conan or they hate him. Clearly, you've now fallen into the not a fan club. And
not a fan.
It's true, he's not the best talk show host ever. He was the best head writer The Simpsons ever had.
Oh, he's a fantastic
As you
writer.
Said, his vignettes are hysterically funny. His sense of humor, his writing, the show that he styles. Yeah, the interviews, the monologue, okay, weak. He doesn't hold up as well against other talk show hosts, but he has this huge following. These people love Conan. You're not going to take that away from them. He's always going to have those people.
I still watch. It's not as great. You're absolutely
last
right.
Last night might have been his worst vignette I've ever seen.
I did not see last night's show.
Ever seen. He did. He had one of the morons from Saturday Night Live come
Will
out.
Will Forte.
And he was doing an impression of Ted Turner. Sitting on a rodeo bull.
Even at this point, it looked like Conan didn't even want to be there.
Yeah, right. Wow.
And the thing
so
that
awkward.
Troubles me is he had 9 months to put together,
yes.
if nothing else, this first week.
Yes.
Right.
And,
right.
you know, it's the same thing I tell you about. The premiere of Saturday Night Live should be amazing because they have 5 months to write that episode.
Mm-hmm.
But he had 9 months to do this first week, and that was extraordinarily weak. And when you have someone that is as engaging and fun and witty as John Hamm on,
right.
and it's a watch checker interview, that really speaks ill of the host.
But that bit you played on the show yesterday in the audio vault, his discussion with the standards and practices
right,
guy.
That was
good.
Absolutely gut-bustingly funny, I
you
thought.
Know, it seems to me that comedy on television has really just, it seems to have evolved. There are exceptions, Modern Family being a really nice
one.
There's
one or two a year, yeah.
There are a few, but it's this Saturday Night Live.
Yep.
Collection of, you know, like Will Forte coming in, John Hamm, who's been on Saturday Night Live now twice, right?
Yeah.
Has he been on a couple of times?
Maybe even three
and
times.
And then Lorne Michaels, and now Tina Fey is going to be honored. It's this circle jerk of all these Saturday Night Live people that, I don't know.
At a dying network.
You know
it just
why,
doesn't
Mike?
It just doesn't do it for me.
It's easy.
Is that what it is?
I think it is.
It's frustrating for me.
Sketch comedy is easier than writing something long form because there's no committal. There's no, I've got to do character development. I've got to get maybe 5 laughs in 8 minutes.
Right.
Anyone can do that.
And as SNL proves, it doesn't have to have an ending.
I watched.
Just got to go to spot.
You know, right. I interviewed Bobby Lee a while back, and he is, here's a guy that was on this great show, Mad TV, which was the anti-Saturday Night Live. Mm-hmm. Yes, they didn't have the live audience, but they did stuff that was so unique,
better.
And they created characters out of thin air, and they were funny characters, and they were compelling, and they had brilliantly funny people on there that really would go all day. And, you know, yeah, Bobby Lee is still doing, you know, he's out slogging around doing improvs.
Clubs,
he gets a movie
right?
gig once in a while. But a guy like that, you know, and I've got to look at Seth Meyers every week on TV because he's cute and he's got the little dimply smile and goes, yeah, look at it. You know, I'm very depressed about
you hate
that
Seth
whole...
Meyers, and the thing is he's probably your favorite thing on the show, and yet you still hate him.
You know what? And even that is starting to, you know, Saturday Night Live, don't get me started on that. It's a whole 30 Rock, which is, what is 30 Rock? 30 Rock is Saturday Night Live making fun of their inside jokes.
It's basically an infomercial about NBC.
It is.
Yeah.
And it's so jive and it, to me, but it gets these awards and Tina Fey is revered. You know, Tina Fey, Sarah Palin, I'm all in. You get
pretty
credit
good stuff,
for that.
Yeah.
But also somebody said to me, is she being honored by the Kennedy Center or something like that? She's getting some lifetime achievement award. How old is Tina Fey?
26.
She's 21 years
she's
old.
She's ageless.
And she's getting a lifetime achievement award. So for some reason, I lump that Conan into the same category. Here it is. I'm having trouble articulating it because I'm upset about it. But it's like you got Tom Hanks. It's like everybody is in this little club.
It's a super
and
club.
Nobody's involved. Nobody's invited in.
It's
you
like
know
my
what I
Facebook
mean?
Page.
Yeah,
right?
it's like Rob's Facebook page, but with meaning.
Yes, like superstars.
Yes.
That get money because of it. And it's not something.
Wait. We have meaning. We just don't have superstars.
But you don't. You have this club. And I'm sure they're enjoying it. Here's the impression I get. I get the impression they're enjoying it a hell of a lot more than we are. Because you're not getting anybody that's really there because they've done something recently that's tremendously funny.
I think
funny.
In the old days, they set a template that if the people on stage or on screen or on the air were having a good time, it conveyed. And I think maybe the best example, and I'm sorry to go back 60 years, was Bob Hope and Bing Crosby.
Yeah, but how
and
many
that
people
really
now?
Did convey, but
it's too
now,
far. You don't have to go back that far.
But how it many doesn't work like that anymore.
How many stand-up comedians do you see on the late-night talk shows? You don't see them
not
anymore.
Enough.
You don't see guys come out and have their shot and have their chance. Letterman still does it
he
occasionally.
He does, but he puts it in the last 10 minutes.
Yeah, and you don't see any. Does Conan do it?
No,
he very rarely does it. Does Leno do it? He doesn't do it.
You would probably say, and even Leno's numbers reflect what's going on in the, I guess, the media landscape, is that this late night talk show appointment watching, even with Saturday Night Live, it's dying.
Yeah. Is it really?
Because you
do
don't
the
have
numbers
to,
dictate
you don't
that.
Have to watch it live.
Right.
People will just splice up the best part of the show and you can catch it the next day.
Good stuff's so on the web. Yeah,
yeah, and you know, it's think about the way it used to be with Johnny.
Mm-hmm.
You ended your day with Johnny.
Right. But here's
and you know what I do now? Now I start my day with Dave because
okay.
I can't stay up that late.
But right. The thing is, you've got those shows where I, Oscar, you probably don't remember this. I do. I remember watching the late night show that with Johnny Carson and watching that and seeing him and they would make a reference to the comedian that was coming on and it was his debut and you would sit there and go, let's see.
Yeah.
And you want to talk about great drama.
Oh.
Let's see. Now we have
because
we
they,
have to
they
have
had
last
be,
comic standing.
Yeah,
to
because
do
if
that.
He invited you to the couch or
yes.
He
deal.
Asked
yes.
you to stay
huge
for a second
deal.
Segment,
huge
you made
deal.
It.
Right.
And
you'd
and
watch
you,
that.
And they would cultivate comics. They would get De Cordova would go to clubs 5, 6, 7, 8 times before they'd say, okay, you're ready.
And it was so real because you would watch it. You didn't give a rat's ass if you went to the couch because nobody knew that at the time. You
right.
really
yeah.
didn't know.
As a
you
viewer.
Had a vibe if you had your face five, but if you saw him, you would watch because you said, let me see. And you would see
and you would
a
judge.
Superstar
yeah.
being born.
Right.
I remember seeing Letterman and laughing my
right.
ass off
Roseanne
and going, this guy,
yep.
Roseanne was right. another one.
Do
and you would sit there because you knew that there was a chance
Leno,
this was going to happen.
Yeah,
do
right.
you remember when we had Kevin Meaney in studio and we
mm-hmm.
brought up the fact that he had a great opening debut on
right.
the Tonight Show?
Right.
And he for a moment, he dropped the whole Kevin Meaney facade.
Yep.
And he was an 8-year-old kid again,
yes.
talking about what it was like
it's a great
to
moment.
Come out and come over to the couch and sit
right.
next to Johnny.
So my question
it's
is,
so
though,
real.
It's I don't know. They're all so, I guess what it is they're all so self-absorbed on these shows now.
Mm-hmm.
And if you can't do a monologue and you can't do an interview and then you're self-absorbed on top of it, which Conan has become,
mm-hmm.
that's been, he is so bought into his publicity.
Well,
it's
he's
not
had 8
even
months
funny.
Of ass kissing.
The
yeah,
host,
I know.
The
host
are insecure. I think Letterman's kind of afraid to have a good comedian on. I think Leno's very afraid to have a good comedian on.
I think Leno's
on.
Horrified.
And Johnny was not afraid of that.
He would sit there, put his his chin in his hand,
and watch.
And he'd let somebody go.
Right.
He'd
best.
Let somebody go,
right.
and that was fun. And you know what? I'm probably guilty of it on the low, clown-like level that we're on. When I would do an interview where, sometimes there's too much,
mm-hmm.
Where you don't, but really these interviews and these talk shows, as well as the dying format, you've got, what do people do? They're coming on to hawk whatever they're about.
That's all it
that's
is.
That's all it is now.
And
that's
there's
right.
something
sad.
Else we haven't brought up is the watering of the product. Growing
right.
up, 4 or 5 television channels, but only 3 networks.
Mm-hmm.
200 channels, 300 channels now.
Right.
Everyone is spread thinner. There's less to get, and the people have to do less to merit being on a show.
It sucks.
There's just
anybody can
be on. You got
the
same amount of pie.
Yep.
The slices are getting so
much.
And
you know
smaller.
What? And it's why I don't watch Letterman that much anymore. And I don't watch. I never watch Leno anyway. But you watch this, and I say, all right, maybe there'll be something that'll kind of jog me.
Right.
That's another thing. When I watched Conan last night, I get all set. I've been really looking forward to
right.
yesterday afternoon. Got my TiVo all ramped up. I'm going to watch my Conan. He comes out, and then it's just like as soon as that monologue starts and he goes over, Andrew Richter, yeah, wow. And he does a bit where there's a guy in the audience that says, holding up a sign, can I have a lock of your beard?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not going to say that there's tremendous comedy potential there, but no, what he does is he says, does anybody have any scissors?
Mm-hmm.
And then people start scrambling around looking for
right.
scissors, and I'm like... This is what we do.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
This is really what
Seriously.
We do. But this is
yeah.
what I don't have, you know, 40 people writing material.
Right.
And I don't know. I guess the long and short of it, not a fan. Not I'm not sure that that's going to be appointment television.
Here's what I know, Mike. Comedy should not make you sad.
Hey, it bummed me out.
I know.
I don't remember the last time I was really looking forward to a show, put on my TiVo, and I'm like, oh man, what a depressing thing! And
yeah,
I clicked on.
That's not right.
And I went over to
well,
the good.
You know what? You bought into his press.
Yeah, and I went over to The Good Wife,
uh-huh.
Which I had TiVo'd.
Based loosely on Carrie. Did you know that?
Let me tell you this, Michael J. Fox. I give man the salute. Just brilliant.
Did they give him a fair shake?
You know what? He was. You know, cheap joke aside,
uh-huh.
this guy.
Yeah,
I swear what? To God. I don't know. You could wait for 10 months, and Michael J. Fox took the role
mm-hmm.
that he was going to go back onto TV with to show all his Parkinson's gyrations, and man, they hit it out of the effing park. It was so... Did you watch it?
Absolutely.
It was so phenomenal. I can't even... I don't think I can describe the character. He plays a lawyer
mm-hmm.
who is using his infirmity to sway the jury,
right.
and how Michael J. Fox busted through his handicap. Because you're,
yes.
I mean, I can't even tell you how brilliant this performance was.
He's an amazing
Everybody's
got
to watch
he
The Good
amazing.
Wife.
I haven't
this.
Seen that episode yet, but I love that show,
it
and he's always great.
It's just,
excellent.
He takes, I'm not going to, I mean, this is not really a spoiler.
Go ahead, it's fine.
You take a guy that everybody would look on camera and you would say, really, everybody would look at him and go, oh man, you know, boy,
bad
why
times.
Is he, why
yeah.
is he still trying to do
right.
that?
Mm-hmm.
He takes that, and you're over that, instantaneously. It lasts maybe 5 seconds, and it's done so brilliantly. If this doesn't win an Emmy Award, they shouldn't hand Emmy Awards out. I'm going to tell you why. Because you feel that moment of you're staring at the train wreck when you see
sure.
a handicapped person. That goes away inside of 5 seconds. And then you realize, hey, this is pretty cool. He's going to be the savvy lawyer.
Right.
And then you start hating him.
Oh, he's
he
so
achieves,
great.
He makes
yes.
you.
He achieves. You
right.
hate the guy.
You, right.
Oh, that
and you know
scumbag.
What? The
and
then to
and
make
then,
Michael like, Michael J. Fox is the least hateable person
oh,
yeah. on
great.
Earth.
It's brilliant.
The fact
so
that he
good.
Can pull that is amazing.
It was that, and so I went from that, and then I went from Conan, which is like the sea of mediocrity,
mm-hmm.
to watching one of the best written shows on TV.
Excellent,
absolutely incredible. Check out Michael J. Fox on The Good Wife. I mean, Michael
yeah.
J. Fox. It was just great. It was great.
He
and,
is amazing.
And he, I think he did an awful lot for people that. Writers and everybody else that want to write for somebody that
always
might have
yeah.
a problem with that, and it was then his head blew clean off at the end of the show.
Oh,
no.
Spoiler
no.
alert!
I
damn
watching.
It!
I kid because I love. What didn't I get?
When
here?
Did we break last? Anybody know?
We
no,
did break.
We did break. Yeah.
Oh, okay, all right.
We did. We're okay.
How you doing, Pops?
Sure. I'm doing
Pops
all right.
Wants to go
yeah.
home.
Yeah,
Jesus Christ!
Yeah. You with us today?
Very much so.
You know,
yeah.
All right. Just checking.
Seemed like we
it's
had
a really good show.
We had a good long run. I thought so too. I was riveted but concerned.
It's terrific,
Mike. Before you move on, just back to the talk show thing. I just wanted to say the ray of hope with talk shows is Craig Ferguson.
Well, but he's yeah. not. But he's too goddamn late, Mark.
Well,
I mean,
yeah, I agree. I TiVo
he's
it.
The best.
I TiVo
he
it.
He
is
the best.
He is the best.
And he never gets any good guests. And
youngster.
He's still the most
yes.
watchable.
Hey, kid, you agree with that about Craig Ferguson?
Yeah, he's the best.
He is the best.
He's
yeah.
the best.
His
so
first
we,
14 minutes is amazing every night.
So we got all these people. What do you think of him, Buzz?
I love him. I do think
I
he's the best.
I don't watch
hold
it
Hold
live,
it, hold
though.
It. When's the last time we took a break?
I watched the clips. If someone tells me about it, or if it's like top of YouTube, I watch the clips.
You remember when I came back and talked about La Di Da?
I do.
Yeah, that's,
I do.
That's when we came back.
Yeah, no, I just but it seemed like we were, had a wonderful role going, and I was concerned that oh man, we're having too much fun.
Well, now we have to break.
Yeah.
But
I thought so,
Craig Ferguson. Before I do that, I would not be doing my job.
I was right.
If I didn't say we need to shamelessly lobby for an award.
Oh yes,
yeah.
We talked about never getting an award on this show. What is the award?
It's podcastawards.com. And what you got to do is we can be nominated for two categories, comedy and the People's Choice. And all they have to do, all of our listeners have to do, is go to the nominations page. It's right there on the homepage. Fill out our show name and our website address, and that's
submit.
It. And
is then, this going to be an I will only
rent your tux, Mike.
I will that's right, Rob. You read my mind. I will only endorse this. Is there going to be an awards show?
I don't think.
Okay, how about
probably?
This? How about a sermone?
Okay, can are we
in a studio?
Can I say something to say? Don't fucking sweat it then.
Oh,
wow.
This has been going on for like 15 years now. They are the one site
I bet the podcast awards were great in 1985.
Right, right.
I'm sorry, 95.
You know what? I think that we should care.
Why?
We should care because if this is the one place that people are looking to see what's really going on, and Mark has gone out of way to find it, and he is he's putting his stamp of approval on it.
Yes,
we should
care. Very shrewd.
Yeah,
stamp
well, you
of
know
approval.
What? It'll be fine, but then like you're on your other show, your little skinheads will get hold of it and the whole thing up.
Wow.
Why are you making it about me? Well, I don't think we're even nominated, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah. Well, anyway, you know, I'm just you know how I am. I'm jealous of the other stuff that you do.
You know, your morning show could be nominated.
Yeah. Because it's a podcast, too.
Yes.
From 105.9.
Look at that look. That look. That's just asking for a smack. And
Happy
the last
Veterans
thing,
Day.
Oh, and the last thing, yes, seriously about yes, you, the Call of Duty.
Do you
I'm
want
just
the
reminding
game?
You. Yeah, I really do.
Okay, yeah,
that.
Absolutely.
Because I realized, you know what I did at my yard sale?
What?
Literally, I am not exaggerating. One game. I sold.
You sold every game?
Every single game.
So you have
a
console and no software.
I have a blank space on the shelf where there were games.
I can't believe, because when I was...
I just got you a game, Mike. It's Conan. I got you the Conan game.
When I was forging through the games, I was wondering, I was like, he must have picked his favorites and left them on the shelf.
No.
Because I've seen your shelf of games before.
No, Bioshock.
You just put them all away.
All the Call of Duties, Medal of Honor, sold them all. And sold them for nothing.
It's Mike Slash and Burn O'Mara.
Starting fresh.
All right, we will come back and it's the... Rob's Magic Audio Vault right after this, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Hey! Rob's Magic Audio Vault is brought to you by Dr. Bruce Friedman. Get ready for the holidays with our favorite plastic surgeon. He's one of the best in the area, and our listeners can save $1,000 on breast augmentation through the end of the year. Call Dr. Friedman or tell a friend. For the phone number and a revealing website, click the ad at MikeO'MaraShow.com. Let's open up the audio vault. Sorry about the mailbag. We got going on
another
Conan,
time.
And we got on gay friends and all that.
If you go to Dr. Friedman, everyone will want you.
Very good.
Mike, I hate it, but we lost another one of the greats. And I got no fewer than 5 emails about this guy. I don't follow baseball, and I certainly don't follow the Mariners. But this guy was the voice of the Mariners for a long time, and we have a great following in Seattle. His name is Dave Niehaus.
I don't know. I couldn't pick this guy out of a lineup. Don't know who he is. I do know that listening to all the tributes coming in about this guy, I guess he's one of the biggies, one of the good ones. So
yeah, and this
do we
is,
have
has
a little
a,
clip?
He has a great signature call that I think you'll enjoy.
For a grand slam,
you
right?
Didn't get to hear it very often. Only good for a grand slam. And
okay.
Here is Dave Niehaus.
Here is John Wetland's 2-2 pitch on the way now to Edgar Martinez. Swung on and belted! Back to the warning track, Brenny Williams. The wall, get out the ride, Grant and the Mustard Grandma. It is Grand Salami time!
You hear the tone and
just
the timbre
great, yeah,
of a guy's voice. You know immediately that's a guy you can spend 9 innings with. You know what? I hate to... You know, I don't know this guy.
I don't either.
And I haven't been fair to this guy, but I'm going to tell you this. This guy we have for the Nationals in D.C.
Charlie Slows?
This pimp, I swear to God.
God. This is the voice, Charlie Slows.
You know what his home run call is?
You tell us.
There's a long drive going. Goodbye.
You know what I say to that?
Yeah.
Work harder.
Dazza.
You know, you're a sports guy, really.
You got a nice lengthy message from a guy last night, and he says, I wanted the most for the Mariners to get a World Series victory for my dad, but Dave Niehaus was a close second. He means, you know, it's when an announcer means that much to a person following
the
sport.
Well, being a Red Sox fan, you develop, if they're good and they're natural, and they're, it's like anything else, you know, it comes through. If you're full of crap, it comes through.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
And, you know, your announcers, like my Red Sox TV guys, Jerry Remy's become a god up in Boston because he's just so real.
And he does it without mentioning rye bread or mustard or grandma or salami.
That's right.
Just a quick on the baseball front, are you guys concerned at all as baseball fans, especially you, Mike, that the World Series came in sixth in the ratings?
Yeah. Not worried at all? About it. No, because it's San Francisco.
It's just, it's not New York. It's not Boston.
Yeah, it's right. San Francisco, right. Texas. Nobody gives a rat's ass.
Can you imagine? I was like, that's the effing World Series.
I didn't watch wait till the Nationals go.
I mentioned that yesterday. It came in not only behind Dancing with the Stars, but the follow-up show to Dancing with the Stars.
I didn't look. I'd be worried about it. No, you'll get one of the marquee teams in the bigger markets, and it goes that way. I still think baseball, you know, does great attendance-wise, does great with their local markets for TV ratings, and when you get you didn't have a real compelling playoff hunt this year either, so you didn't have that ramp up to it. You know, it was just kind of flat. True. It just laid there, and so did the World Series, and so I don't know. I mean, it didn't compel me all that much.
I don't think baseball will go anywhere for a long time.
No, we're fine,
except in this city,
right? Yeah, and watch that might happen.
Back to the audio vault. You know, Mike, I know that you're concerned about this, and I want to report with great energy and great figure that yes, Steve Harvey is still hosting Family Feud, and yes, the answers are still as good as ever. Okay. I think you'll enjoy this clip. This is from I think yesterday or the day before.
Something a burglar would not want to see when he breaks into a house. Rob,
naked grandma.
Naked, huh?
Now just
naked,
so we can reset something
naked
that
grandma.
A burglar doesn't want to see. When he goes,
right.
Naked grandma
exactly.
was the answer. Uh-huh. Couldn't possibly be on the board.
No, right. That's right. No way. No.
I don't see that either.
I know you're right. Okay, nobody wants to see a naked grandma, but. What are the chances of you breaking in the house and running up into your grandmama naked? Looking for a naked grandmama in the house, outside, in the woods, on the blanket.
Unbelievable. The thing is that judges had to qualify for occupant.
Oh, really?
So naked grandma
naked
was just
occupant.
too specific.
Oh, that's a
but
shame.
But they actually got it
naked
up on the
occupant.
Board. Now, Mike, did you see the film or the video of the smokestack that they imploded?
No, I
did
not.
Oh, you're going to love this.
This is amazing. We'll put up the video on our website. But the thing is when you see it on the news outlets, they're just showing you the visuals. This is great audio. What they had, and I think it was about 300 feet tall, the smokestack.
I didn't see this at
all. Which means it's like a 30-story building.
Right.
And they imploded it, and they wanted it to fall to the south. It fell to the north.
Oh, dear.
And it fell in one piece on power lines.
Oh, no.
And it's great, compelling audio because you get to hear the excitement of the buildup and then everyone freaking out. Here's the smokestack.
Little kids there, families watching.
Everybody's terrified.
Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So here's the smokestack coming down.
Here we go. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, fireball!
First explosion. Started to fall yet. Now.
All the power lines snap.
I take it coming towards them, too?
Nobody hurt.
Wow.
Not badly, hopefully.
Oh, amazing. Man, I can't wait to see that video.
Yeah.
Go to MichaelMaraShow.com. We'll have the video for you posted.
And another,
I'd almost like to hear that again, but no.
Another great video, Mike, that will also make you happy. Another great natural disaster.
Back now at 8:23 with the Duggar family. Jim, Bob, and Michelle have 19 kids. Their first grandchild, Mackenzie Renee, was born a year ago to their oldest son, Josh, and his wife, Anna. And this morning, the entire family is with us exclusively to make another big announcement. Good morning to you all.
Good morning, Meredith.
So, Josh and Anna, what is the big news?
We're expecting.
I had to stay with the Today Show till 8:30 today. Mike,
does it make
that?
Me a bad human being if someone no. drove like a Ryder rental truck into their house, oh, killing
yes.
them all?
You wouldn't want to call that, for that.
That's yeah. not that's, what makes you yes. a bad human being.
That
Mike.
Would be I would feel horrible and then perhaps
their,
a wry smile.
Their failure.
Yes.
Because they're using their family's wombs as money wombs.
We're pregnant again.
That's right. What you should root for, Mike, is a meth habit.
they suck the
A tip of the Mike O'Mara Show cap to Lowell Melzer of Baltimore. Yeah, really.
Official meteorologist of the Kirk and Mike Morning Show.
But he did a great feature piece on a fact that Baltimore was voted by, I think, Travel and Leisure magazine
yes.
to have the second ugliest population of any major city in
yeah,
America.
Yeah, and you know, he sure. might have gotten that from listening to a little radio show down the road in Washington.
Sure. Nice.
Oh, not, yeah? that, not that everybody had it. Everybody had it. It was a big deal yesterday.
Washington yeah, exactly. Was, yes, and sir. I just... And
oh, forgive me. I had the
so let's
wrong
listen
cut
to
there.
Lowell Melzer from what's the TV
really
station?
WBAL Channel 11.
Two. Okay. Two is, was 11?
11.
Okay. Could a city known for its charm and beautiful old buildings really be home to some of the...
Are you like me? When you hear him on TV, does it still make you laugh because you think of him taped to a tree?
But I also think right. he's a very naturally funny guy.
He yeah. really is, yeah. he is.
The ugliest people in the country? We went straight to the top to find out Mayor Stephanie Rawlings Blake.
You're an attractive mayor. This must hurt, doesn't it?
So that was from the top. We headed over to Holland's Market in Southwest Baltimore to see what folks over there thought. And let's just say they were fired up.
I think that's a lie. Because New York and D.C. have some very, very trifling people. Baltimore has really gotten better.
People's people, you know. Some's nice, some's not. You know, it's everywhere.
Everywhere it looks, you think we're all right?
I think so.
And that's what I'm saying. We definitely beautiful people. That lady beautiful, all of us are beautiful. We're beautiful.
I'm starting to get the feeling that maybe Travel and Leisure may have gotten this one wrong, but there was really only one way to find out. I had to talk to a professional, Sue Ebert, at Kumbaya Salon in Hamden.
What's the key to looking good then in Baltimore?
The key in Baltimore is to always be happy, get a good hairdresser, like here at Kumbaya, and get good beauty tips.
So from City Hall to the city streets, the bottom line seems to be a who cares type of attitude. After all, as many folks pointed out to me, it's what's on the inside that counts.
It wasn't the Baltimore citizens or the residents, it was the person's reflection. Every time they looked, they were looking in a mirror.
Were they writing the article?
It couldn't have been Baltimoreans. Never.
Never.
Never. But did they come in number two or number three? If I'm,
they were number two behind Memphis, right?
Right.
Yeah.
right. Memphis and was numero uno.
DC
was
six. Weird because Memphis is full of such beautiful people.
DC, the smartest city in America.
In the top 10, you had Philly, Baltimore, yes. and D.C. Yeah.
The
Philly
ugly came
corridor. In, Philly came in 6th, 7th, 8th, and 9th.
Baltimore, though, extremely slutty.
That's a, oh, my God. We got that's it. That's
one last clip. It's
real quick.
Yeah,
we got to get Mr. Burbank
the
in
The one
here.
Person that Lowell did not interview and should have is this man.
Bingo! We feed the public. Normally, in a day's time, what we catch as a crew will feed 300 to 400 people a day. We all kind of like have our own territories. And lots of times you'll be walking along with a crabber and he'll give you space to set in between his lines.
That's George Clooney, Mike.
That's incredible. Yeah.
That is your magic audio. And happy Veterans Day to all those who are
here. Gives me an idea for maybe a sports report next week. All right. We'll take a break. Come back with Mr. Burbank and his news. Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. 2, 3, 4. Hi, everybody. How's it going? Hope you're having a fabulous day. Hope you enjoy your weekend. Should be beautiful. Is this going to give me two beats, or is it going to be one? Does it come in now, or no? One more after this. Thanks for reminding me. Should be a beautiful weekend to get out and enjoy those delicious Honeycrisp apples. Oh, I get an extra one.
Third one.
Oh, it's the third one. I forgot about that. That's okay. Well, I screwed up. Hey, look, it's in my mailbox. It's a pink slip.
Isn't it
nicely done. Time to get Buzz in here with the news. Take it away, Mr. Burbank.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by AceSmartSmoke.com. SmartSmoke is the cigarette replacement that costs up to 80% less, with no tar, smoke, or odor because nothing's burning. Totally satisfying, comes with a lifetime warranty. Click the SmartSmoke banner on our webpage and find kits that normally cost $140 or more for just
$64.95.
A new jingle.
It is a new one.
Yeah.
No code needed. It's a crazy deal just for our listeners. Smart Smoke makes a great holiday gift.
Love it.
And first, an update on the two craziest stories of the week, starting with that thing that looked like a missile off the coast of California.
Did we find out what it is?
Yeah. Authorities now say...
Thank you, Buzz.
It was probably the jet contrail of U.S. Airways Flight 808 from Honolulu to Phoenix. They say the apparent upward motion of the billowy white trail is an optical illusion, that it was actually moving forward as it gained altitude. They also say it was moving too slowly to be a plane, to be a missile, rather. One defense expert says, and I quote, "It was so obviously an airplane contrail, yet we can't find someone to stand up and say it. Wonder why."
It didn't look like an airplane contrail.
It doesn't look like an optical illusion.
And what has not been explained is what appears to be a burst of flame and a trail of black smoke just before the object vanishes into the clouds.
Well, so it blew up.
Or that it fired a booster or something. I don't know. Okay. It looks like a booster blast, like with a space shuttle.
I think a cover-up is like a dream for me, though. Can you imagine going from a great place like Honolulu to a great place like Phoenix, Arizona?
Oh, yeah.
Where it's warm and gorgeous.
I'd rather go Phoenix to Honolulu.
I think so, too.
Or would you like a cruise? The cruise ship from hell pulling into San Diego Bay today, 4 days after the ship lost power and went adrift off the Mexican Riviera. The Carnival Splendor. They may want to change the name of that.
Splendor. Poopy Toilet Splendor.
With nearly 4,500 people on board, was pulled slowly by tugboats from 150 miles off the coast, escorted by Coast Guard cutters, and getting passengers off the ship. They should be docking about the time we record this, and it's going to take several hours to disembark people because the elevators are still not working.
Oh.
The conveyor belts for the luggage are still not working. God. It'll be hours and hours before the luggage gets
off. What a nightmare.
What they should have is extension cords.
That's right, Rob.
You're right. Actually,
to run the elevators.
I don't know why they couldn't provide auxiliary power. Fun fact, I don't know if you've heard this anywhere else or if you will, but the crews included hundreds of magicians who had gathered on board for a convention.
Watch the fun disappear.
Man, oh man, what a slice of hell.
Exactly.
Welcome to the cruise ship Feecy.
Everyone wearing a cape.
Isn't this delightful?
Those creeps from the Washington, the Westboro Baptist Church are invading the Washington area, protesting at Arlington National Cemetery.
I joined an organization because of that.
Very good. George Washington University today. And a Coast Guard recruiting center in Woodbridge and Woodbridge High School on Monday.
I can't take the morning off, and I want to get the information. There's a website with the bikers that protest these guys, and it's usually done for military funerals.
Sure. Right?
If they're going to be spewing their poison to a bunch of kids getting off school buses, I wish I was going to be there. About 7 a.m. they're scheduled to be there.
Right.
And I would love to just blow the morning off from the morning show and take my motorcycle down there with one of those big American flags and just stand in a bunch of these asshats.
The anti-gay group says it's protesting at the school because, and I quote, "Parents and teachers have taught the students every day from birth that God is a liar and that his commandments are to be treated as suggestions, if that."
They are supreme asshats. They truly are, and they need to be stopped.
After the beating endured by Democrats at the polls last week, a growing number of Democrats are talking about dumping Nancy Pelosi as their congressional leader. One Illinois lawmaker calls her politically toxic. The behind-closed-doors vote will probably be taken next month.
I think that's fallout, and unfortunately that's the way it goes in the political game, and what the hell? Say, get somebody better in there.
I like that he said behind closed doors. Could we get Charlie Rich to be Speaker of
the House? Wouldn't
that be good?
One knows. What was the other hit?
It was.
Hey,
did you happen to see
the most beautiful girl in the world?
And after 37 years of loyal service, GM is dumping Mr. Goodrich. GM says Mr. Goodrich has become such a generic term, people don't even associate it with GM.
I'd agree with that.
So now they're going to call the repair branch Certified Service. Catchy, ain't it?
Hey, nobody will consider that to be generic.
And finally,
dopes.
We talked a bit this week about panhandlers and homeless people, so this story would seem the perfect way to end the week. In New York last Sunday night, billionaire Oprah Winfrey was sitting in her limo outside a hotel when a 49-year-old panhandler approached and asked her for money. She told him she didn't have any. rise. So the panhandler took a shot at a joke. "Hey, Oprah," he said, "why is it good to date a homeless man?" Oprah said she had no idea. The panhandler's answer, "because when you're finished, you can drop him off anywhere."
Oprah, I like that.
Oprah laughed and gave the guy $100, which he says he used to buy clean underwear, a steak dinner, and some booze. Oh. I'm Buzz Burbank of the Mike O'Mara Show.
Mike, that's good. Yes. Before we say goodbye, we'd be remiss if we didn't wish a happy Veterans Day to everybody that
yes.
has a veteran.
Thank you for doing that, absolutely.
Within their family, or they know someone's serving overseas. We get dozens of letters of guys that are overseas yes. in different capacities, and we can't thank you enough.
That's good stuff.
There's a lot of great veterans organizations out there.
Right.
If you can't donate money, donate time.
Yeah, please do. And, you know, just go Google veterans organizations. I think that'll probably get you to where you can help these. You know, when Buzz mentions homeless,
right.
so many more yep. homeless veterans now more than ever because of the two conflicts that we're involved in. Good thing. Thanks for mentioning mm-hmm. that, guys. That's it. We got to get out of here. Our show is brought to you by Peapod.com. It's the holiday season. You're busy. Somebody has to do the grocery shopping. Let Peapod do it. It's all delivered right to your door at a convenient-to-you location, and you can shop 24/7 at Peapod.com. Get $10 off your first order when you click the Peapod ad on our website. That's it. We got to get out of here. For Rob Spiewak, Buzz Burbank, and Oscar Santana, Mike O'Mara saying so long for now, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Let's eat carry. Slow walking good.